Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
And one of the messages in says, no woman posts a picture of herself without wanting compliments from females, but with thrills she accepts a compliment from a male. Another one in that says, Salam, studies show that people spend too much time on social media in the workspace. It leads to loss in productivity, drawbacks more than benefits. Why put your picture on display in the first place when modesty should always prevail? Another one says, great discussion. Social media definitely does put pressure on marriages. It has only further aggravated the hypersexual society we're living in. Both men and women should lower their gaze on social media too, and not just in reality. It has become okay for men and women to like the opposite sex photo, but it's not okay. There's no innocence in liking the photo. We as Muslim community should never allow it to become okay by using the excuse of it being innocent. Even liking pictures of women in underwear or swimwear, there's no shame left. 7745, love that message. Absolutely amazing point. You can call us. Interesting discussion going on here about how social media is threatening relationships. We will explore that further, and we encourage our listeners to call us and share their experience with us. How have you handled a situation like that? Perhaps your partner had a Facebook like by one of his old friends and you were not happy about it. Let us know. We have a call online. Shakil, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Najma. How are you doing?
I'm alhamdulillah. How are you doing?
Excellent. Najma, before I begin, firstly, I just must commend what an excellent show you have.
Shukran.
You definitely bring a smile about to your listeners. It's not all, no, certainly me.
Shukran so much. Really appreciate it.
Okay, so Najma, I just want to add on to the discussion now. I haven't heard most of the segment, but I just want to add my comment. Firstly, for me, there's three negative aspects with regards to social media.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a whole, social media as a tool, absolutely fantastic. We can see now, just this last episode we had in SA with the baby in Durban being abducted, how quickly the message was spread and disseminated throughout the whole of South Africa via Twitter. And we've seen people from all walks of life joining in to help. So this is not an attack against social media. It's brilliant. Now, moving on to couples and how I see social media negatively impact. The first case is, let's talk about the husband that like a picture of an ex-partner. Or for that matter, a girl that he just sees. It brings about suspicion, it brings about negativity when the wife or the spouse sees that picture being liked by her husband, and vice versa. I'm not just attacking the husband there. We see the negativity, we see the suspicion being brought about. Why is he liking her pictures, or why is she liking his pictures? That's the first aspect. A second part that I find that really adds pressure to relationships, especially newly married couples. You know, it's the new cliche now, FOMO. We see couple A, they go out, they have a party, they go for a little trip, they go overseas, take pictures, and it's spread across all of their social media platforms. You don't even need to go to an international destination anymore. Just look at one of your friends' social media platform, then you'll see all the pictures you need to see. So the negative part I see that comes with that, say we have couple B who can't afford it, the husband can't afford it, or as a couple they can't afford it, but the pressure now stems on them to compete. You're competing with the Joneses, except the Joneses no longer have a fancy car next door. They're broadcasting it live for everyone to see just how good their life is. And finally, a third one that hasn't been a topic that hasn't come up a lot, Snapchat. So I don't know if the listeners are familiar with Snapchat, but it's a simple of, you know, the picture goes on, after 24 hours it gets deleted, and with that, even an instant message. As soon as you go out of the chat, those messages disappear. So for me, I see the negativity in the sense of couples, when they can get up to extramarital affairs, may not be on a physical nature, but just at first, but you can communicate without fear that, hey, if my wife has to pick up the phone, my husband has to pick up the phone. There's no evidence left of messages being sent through. So it's all three aspects of social media. A couple has to almost have, how today companies have social media policies where staff can't simply post things which aren't in line of the mission, the vision, the views that the company holds. I think couples must have a little social media policy.
Oh, that's excellent.
cannot be posted. Certainly, you know, you can't be putting pictures of yourself when you went out to the beach. I'm not condoning anyone, and I'm not judging anyone the way they dress, but I'm just saying it simply brings about negativity, jealousy between the two spouses, and it brings about evil eye when other people are looking at what a lovely life you have because you just used that perfect photo on Snapchat.
All right, perfect. Shukran so much for your comment, Shakil. All right, assalamu alaikum. We have another call online. Mohammed, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. A very interesting topic you have going. I think it's related, and everyone can relate to it. I just want to say that in this day and age, with all the benefits of social media, I think couples need to understand exactly what can be done. I mean, there's an element of trust that comes into it.
Mm.
Liking pictures and liking photos, the individual, the husband or the wife, needs to understand, obviously, that they can't go. They shouldn't have their exes on Facebook in the first place, or any other woman, for example, or men.
Mm.
But one of the main things I think that people should bear in mind is that as you have kids and your kids get older, they are going to be using social media.
Mm.
They are going to be exposed to it. And the best way to monitor it is to actually be on it. You will see if your child is posting irrelevant pictures. You'll be able to. There's so much you can monitor just from being there, and then you can educate them on how to use it. Because I think that the approach of flamingo head in the sand and pretend it's not there, I think that's we too far into it for that to work.
Shukran so much, Mohammed. Some very valid points raised as well. Shukran.
Thanks.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.